Thank you, Penelope. On to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording, which begins with a police investigation after they mislaid some bullets. Norfolk Constabulary has launched an internal investigation after it had to close a road for nearly 3 hours to look for some misplaced bullets. Armed police had been called to back up colleagues at an incident of a man threatening someone with a knife on Friday lunchtime. During this time, two magazines containing ammunition were left on the roof of an officer's car. The bullets fell off the car in the area of the Postwick Interchange slip road, and it was closed while a search got underway to find them. The missing magazines and ammunition were found, and the road was reopened at around 6 p.m. A spokeswoman for Norfolk Constabulary said, "Senior managers are dealing with the incident as part of a review into the incident." Norfolk Constabulary had previously been forced to pay out nearly £1,500 after accidentally dropping a stinger on the A11. In 2023.
Officers want to trace the next of kin of a 98-year-old woman who recently died. Norfolk Coroner's Service is trying to find the family of Sheila Stone, who lived in Grenville Place, Great Yarmouth. She died on May the 24th. No suspicious circumstances have been associated with her death, but of next of kin have not yet been found. Anyone with information can contact the coroner's office in Norwich on 01603 774 773.
A funeral parlour is to have its embalming storage room revamped after plans were given the seal of approval. Peter Taylor Funeral Care on Unthank Road applied to rebuild an existing embalming storage at its premises in the city's Golden Triangle. The plans would see the refurbishment of a first-floor building, which is currently dilapidated and unfit for purpose. Mr. N. Taylor, the applicant, intends to replace the flat roof with a different one, and the walls on each side will be finished in a cream render. Planners for Norwich City Council said in their decision report, "The proposal to redevelop the raised first floor building is a positive development and one that will enable the building to continue being utilised for its current purpose. The proposal is modest and visually unintrusive. Within the setting of commercial yards and single-storey flat-roof buildings, the development would not be out of place or visually impactful within the public realm. Overall, the proposal is acceptable in regard to its design."
Wildlife Trust chiefs have accused Labour of betraying voters and putting Norfolk's nature at risk through government planning reforms. Hundreds of nature reserves, rivers, coastal areas and broads will no longer get the same protections from development, according to critics of the government's recent planning and infrastructure bill. The bill was introduced in March and comes as Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer and Chancellor Rachel Reeves argue that current nature rules have gone too far, often citing the £100 million HS2 bat tunnel. The draft legislation, if passed, would instead allow developers to make general environmental improvements and pay into nature restoration funds that improve habitats on other sites. But charities, including the Wildlife Trusts and the RSPB, are warning protection will be reduced for irreplaceable habitats such as chalk streams and ancient woodland. Elliot Lynn, Norfolk Wildlife Trust chief executive, said, "It would be a travesty if our government were to drive this damaging legislation blindly through, against the will of the communities they represent and, alarmingly, against all logic." A government spokesperson said, "We completely reject these claims. The government has inherited a failing system that has delayed new homes and infrastructure while doing nothing for nature's recovery, and we are determined to fix this through our plan for change."
An ambitious cycling journey is inspiring support across continents. Father and son, George and Josh Kohler, from Norfolk, are embarking on a year-long, 30,000-kilometre circumnavigation of the globe by bicycle, raising funds for UNICEF and promoting men's mental health. The challenge will take them through 30 countries across four continents, and they are aiming to set two Guinness World Records in the process. By day 14, they had already cycled from the UK to Italy and back into Austria. A month into their journey, they had travelled through Italy, Austria, Slovenia, Croatia, Serbia, Macedonia, Greece, Turkey, and were en route to Georgia. George Kohler said, "The sheer scale of the challenge is incredible, with us encountering diverse cultures, remote landscapes, and dangerous wildlife. The frequent examples of hospitality and friendship from complete strangers have far outweighed the physical and mental pressures. It has been heartwarming." The idea for the adventure began in 2020, when the pair discovered a shared passion for cycle-based travel. George is a former British military serviceman who later started a chimney sweeping business, while 22-year-old Josh is a filmmaker. Josh Kohler said, "We've had an eventful first month on the road with many lows, but many more highs. It's been amazing seeing Europe from a whole new perspective. Asia, here we come." A UNICEF spokesman said, "We are incredibly grateful to Josh and to George for taking on this amazing cycling challenge in support of UNICEF UK. Thanks to the generosity and determination of supporters like Joshua and George, UNICEF is supported to carry out our emergency and development work for children, promoting and protecting children's rights in the UK and internationally, needed now more than ever."
A volunteer from Norfolk has spoken about how she enjoys the freedom to voice ideas and make suggestions at a charity shop. Nicole Andrews has been helping at East Anglia's Children's Hospices, Each, their shop in Unthank Road, Norwich, for 3.5 years. The former HR consultant, who moved to Norfolk from St Albans, first got involved during lockdown and has not looked back. "It's great that volunteers have a say in what they do, and the managers here are really good at playing to people's strengths. They ascertain what people like doing and what they're good at, then let them run with it." Nicole is supporting Each's Care to Help campaign, a volunteer recruitment drive taking place throughout May. The call to action is to encourage more people to help out in one of the charity's 52 shops or at its retail distribution centre in Thetford.
We have now reached the end of part one. John and Marianne will follow on with part two with more news, another feature, and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.